maybe something to this question similar to the old sampradayas that are here. Like there are so many old sampradayas in Vrindavan, and generally when different like philosophies or streams, they are close together, they are acquainted with each other, or even sometimes they can mix. What one sees in Braj, every line is very much separated for themselves. Did the Rasika Vaishnavas with the self-realized Vaishnavas, they never like maybe read books of I don't know, Radha Vallabha or Haridas, or they all stick very strictly with their sampradaya, or what was their move, because they were living very near together in Vrindavan, so they must know a little about each other, but how was the mood in Vrindavan in all times?
The question is about what was the mood in the old days in Vrindavan when amongst different sampradayas. And well, we see that the mood was very friendly. Maybe it's the effect of Kali Yuga, I don't know, I can't say. But the question is about what was the mood among different sampradayas, among Rasik Vaishnavas, advanced souls that of course lived in Vrindavan in the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th century. The mood was very friendly, because we have an example of two sampradayas, Vallabha Sampradaya and Gaudiya Sampradaya. Vallabhacharya had six sons, and one of the sons' name is Vitalnath. He was the best friend of Raghunath Das Goswami. And they regularly met and discussed, because Vitalnath was staying in Jatipur and Gauran, and Das Goswami was staying here in Shamakund, and his Bhajan Kutir. Their mood was very friendly. In fact, in Stavavali by Raghunath Das Goswami, he writes a prayer to Gopal. And that prayer to Gopal is to Nachi, Gopal Nachi. And he wrote it, and he personally gave it to Vitalnath as a present. Here's a poem I wrote to your autocracy. Because Das Goswami's Sagarji was Giriraj and Radha Govinda, not particularly Nachi. Because by that time the Vallabhacharyas were worshipping Nachi. Gaudiyas were worshipping for some time. I mean, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, like that. So the example of Vitalnath and Raghunath Das, they're very friendly. They met regularly, they did bhajan together. They exchange writings. There are three Haridasas. They lived in three places. There was Swami Haridas who lived in Nidiban. He's a Haridas Sampradaya Bhakti Vihari. And there's Hidhari Vamsha lived in Sevakunj during Bhaja. Madantara and Sevakunj. And in Kishoravan, Hari Ram Vyas. These are called the three Haridas of Braj, the three Rasik Haridas. And there's three different sampradayas. And they all lived at the same time. They met regularly and exchanged poems and songs. They're all poets. Hari Ram Vyas, Hidhari Vamsh, and Haridas of Bhanga Vihari. And one is Ravavala Sampradaya. One is Haridas Sampradaya, Swami Haridas, and Hariram Vyasacharya, I don't know, he's a different one. So they lived in the 15th century, and they're all good, they're all Rasik Jans, and they're all friends and exchanging writings. But now it's not like that. It's very much isolated. Because there's, I don't know, it's a competitive mood for followers, for likes on Facebook, or I don't know what. But I don't understand. There's some interaction. Just like there's the Ramanandi Sadhu, famous Ramanandi Sadhu in Vrindavan. Pujapad Rajendra Das Ji Maharaj. He's a sannyasi sadhu from Ramanandi Samradaya. He's very good friends with Pundarika Goswami from Ramanandi Temple, very good friends with Gaudiya Samradaya and Vaishnavada from Radhakund. There's Gaudiya Samradaya. They're very good friends. They do programs together, they hari katha together, they meet regularly also. So there's an example. Maybe it's still like that, I don't know. So I would think that they're very friendly and still exchanging. Maybe the same. Because when you said, your question was, how the Rasikjans of different samurais associate. Because Rasikjan means they're advanced Vaishnavas. So when you're advanced Vaishnava, you appreciate everyone. And they get together and they... In the 10th canto, 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, verse number 9, what is the verse? Sorry again, both of you guys. Matchita prana, bodhiyantas prasvatam, katayantas jamanityam, kishanti charanandityam. Translation, verse 8.
The devotees who are always...
Look that way.
Devotees who are always fix their hearts in me and... They, among themselves, they always talk Krishna Katha and they enjoy in that. They derive pleasure.
So Shyanti and Ramanti become satisfied and blissful when they talk about Krishna. Their mind becomes satisfied and peaceful, and their heart becomes blissful when they talk about Krishna. So this is the experience from time immemorial. Nice question.